Everybody, Ace God's back again this week. We're a day late, whatever. It may seem tonight that we slapped together the show, and that's because we did. Everybody's real busy for Comic-Con. We're going to have the booth up and big things. I, of course, will be designing it, I think. Right, fellas? Is that pretty much it now?
Designing what?
The booth.
Yeah, no.
No?
No, don't worry about it.
I'll take
you. Oh, you got it?
Don't worry about it.
I'll take you out then.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Just picture a golden statue of Dan being right in the middle of the table if he's given the opportunity to design it.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Sounds like a popular booth.
Right. I won't even have to build that. I'll just grab that from right above your bed where you keep it.
Like he's in the store of them. He's in the, National Lampoon's Family Vacation, like box art, where he's just like sitting there with everyone, like grabbing his coattails. Just like, shh.
Dan gives those out as wedding gifts.
Anyway. So yeah, we slapped together a show because I really didn't want to. I mean, it'll be a good show. It'll be a good show. We're flying by the seat of our pants. If you guys want to talk about what you're doing for Comic-Con a little, why not throw it out there?
Sure.
Max, I got Max Barracuda with me.
How's it going?
Mm-hmm. As always, what's your role in the Comic-Con booth this?
Well, I draw everything for the most part. I got a new book coming out, The Hallowed, this year. Will be available at the table. Also my book from last year, Last Call, Lessons Learned, that'll be available as well. And I'll be doing signings and sketches and whatever you want me to do.
Whatever you want them to do.
For a price.
All right, and Giant. Giant Shock's here tonight, as always, again. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing?
Well, I'm basically the guy that's going to be bringing everyone over to the table.
Well, he's very personable. He's very personable.
I'm going to be making friends, shaking hands, debuting the other story I wrote, Lou's book, Hand of God, the book that I did with Pete last year, the aforementioned Lessons Learned. I was like, what the fuck was that? I'm looking at it.
You got it framed in the studio.
Yeah, I know. I move on. I don't want to look to the past too much. I'm going to be checking out Pete's new book, and on Saturday with you, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of A-Squad stuff. That's going to be the A-Squad day there.
Yeah, we are.
And just going to have a good old time, just meet a lot of people, hand out business cards, and try to get people to listen to our podcast network / read our books.
I'm really looking forward to trying to get some press passes, too. And by get them, I mean steal them from legitimate press. All right, well, tonight on the show, of course, we're going to be talking about the biggest thing that possibly hit gaming in the last couple years, the biggest game. It broke industry sales records just this month with $800 million in the first 24 hours.
In the first day.
Wow.
And $1 billion in the first 3 days.
I think it took Call of Duty like twice as long as that to
hit
that.
Yeah, it shattered Call of Duty's record.
It's not even close.
No, because Call of Duty did it in like a month or something like that. It was pretty quick.
Right, 3 days is...
No, yeah, it's not. I mean, that is... Everyone marked that on their calendar.
It was probably, like, the most anticipated game ever.
I usually skip out on the GTA series, but the commercials look so good that I picked it up, and I only played the first mission so far, and it's fantastic.
Well, anyway, let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest, he's been on the show before, not since the revamp, but you wanna throw the name out there?
Yeah, Mr. Bruce Bonerman.
Bonerman's back?
Here in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't play, like, a ton of games, but the reason we got you on the show is because you really are just a GTA fanatic, right?
I love GTA, man.
A connoisseur.
Aficionado.
I am.
You really only play, like, three different games, but GTA is, like, your bag.
I play any sports game.
But you're, like, the professor of GTA.
GTA is my thing. I played the last GTA for, like, probably 2.5 years.
Right, I know. Well after the missions were gone.
Yeah.
Everybody packed up, went home, and Bonerman was still going the distance, going for speed.
Yeah, I'm all about just killing people.
All right.
Ride around the streets.
Well, I mean, if you're just willing to
do missions.
I mean, that's a game that could have infinite playability if you just, like, rolling around, getting new cars, messing, you know, with other random people in the street.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to go into what we're playing now. Which I think we all know what it's going to be, but let me hit the soundbite.
What are you playing at?
Just on Nintendo, just the flavor of the week.
I don't know about you fellas, but I'm playing GTA this week. GTA 5.
Ditto.
That's out When did that drop?
Shit.
I gotta say, like, just the first scene, which it's basically just like the movie Heat, and you just get involved in this great bank robbery, and it's so just immersive. It's fucking great. Like,
I don't want to talk about anything above the first three. We could probably talk about the first three scenes. You know what I mean? I don't want to get too far into it, but yeah, the opening scene here in the bank robbery
or anything like that. But the bank robbery is, you know, that's what sets off the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's fucking great.
Anyway, and
it gives you like a little bit of a taste of like, you know, what's to come. You don't get all that stuff right away.
It's almost like a training, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a little bit of like a prequel to the game.
Yeah, I mean, and the characters you start off with are badass. They don't like cops show up and. They're not putting their hands up at all.
No, well, it's just GTA, so people who don't know, you start off in the middle of a bank robbery, and it goes wrong, and then the game takes place like a rural 10 years after. Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, because if they know they are in GTA, it's only going to cost them $50, and they start off at the jail.
Or the hospital.
Yeah. it's not the huge thing if they got arrested.
Oh, man, you haven't played enough. It's like thousands of dollars if you get arrested. If you get killed, like, you're like, oh no, I didn't crash this bike. Fuck!
It does really ruin your time nowadays. Anyway, I know I was saying that I might find this game stale because the GTA games have been kind of getting formulaic, also Nico Bellic was just so very boring.
Downloadable content made GTA 4 worth it, though.
Like the Ballad of Gay Tony?
Oh man, that shit was awesome. It's like the Lost in the Dam. Lost in the Dam was so much fun. Okay. Just like riding around that city on a bike.
Yeah, it was the biker one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
fucking
good.
Shit up.
Well, already the character, you know, Mike and Franklin, I have so much life to them. Like, they're not boring at all. They're great. Like, already I love them.
Yeah, let me throw that out there for people who don't know. There are three protagonists to this game, which is very different. There's Michael DeSanta, who is a retired bank robber. He's around 40-something. He lives in an upper-class suburb of Rockford Hills, which is basically Beverly Hills. Right. And he's got a very dysfunctional family that makes me laugh. Giant Shock's got a couple of clips of them.
This is a little bit of talking he does in the beginning to a psychiatrist. But that I cut out.
Which I appreciate
he's
you
a good kid?
Up.
A good kid? Why? Does he help the fucking poor? No. He sits on his ass all day, smoking dope and jerking off while he plays that fucking game. If that's our standard for goodness, no wonder this country's screwed. I didn't have the advantages that kid has. By the time I was his age, I'd already been in prison twice. I robbed banks. I ran whores. I smuggled dope. These were the opportunities I had. At least I took them. They got me right fucking here. The end of the road. With a big house and a useless kid, and I'm stuck talking to you because no one else gives a shit. Oh, I'm living a dream, baby. And that dream is fucked. It is fucking fucked.
That sounds like my dad. But, yeah, that basically sums up his story, man. That's a good clip.
I love how, like, he's done so much, like, crime in his life, and he's just, you know, he's living it up. Like, it's like...
I like how his description of his kid is the average GTA player, too.
Well,
it's like the average American.
The average American, yeah.
But, yeah, man, he's apparently very disappointed with his child. I mean, well, if he wasn't, you know, knocking off banks all day and running whores, that he would have maybe had a time to raise the kid. He should have taken him with him.
He's a decent human, yeah, right?
He should have done some co-op missions with the kid.
Old school.
I think it says a lot to his character that he mentions running whores and doing the gambling stuff like it was, I worked at McDonald's, and then I did, you know, like, it doesn't faze him that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, I was a construction worker.
Right.
Like, yo, I used to have a paper route. I used to run numbers, like break legs.
I want him to do something.
He's basically like just, a good fellow almost. Like, not mafia based, but like he just took what he wanted to take.
He even sounds like Ray Liotta. When I first heard it, I said, Ray Liotta was Tommy Vercetti. What's going on?
Yeah.
And it was Max who told me that they're two separate dudes. As a matter of fact, I heard him in the commercial. I was like, Ray again?
Did anyone famous do any voices in GTA?
Not in this one, really.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, in all the past games, they've had huge guest stars, but this one, they pretty much picked three unknown dudes.
I like it.
I love it when they do that.
Yeah, Stephen Ogg, Sean Fonteo, and Ned Luke.
Yeah, never heard of any of those guys.
I mean, they did a great job as far as the first, you know, couple of missions. The first mission I played, they, you know, their voices were good.
Well, right. I think it speaks to Rockstar that instead of going for the big, they know this game's going to sell, so instead of getting some big actor. They pick the guys who are right for the characters.
Yeah.
A lot of movies are doing that now, too. I really like that.
Right? Yeah, it's a good trend.
The guy who does Trevor does absolutely fantastic. I mean, you guys...
I thought he was Johnny Knoxville. Yeah.
The guy who does Trevor looks like Trevor.
He does a fantastic job, though. You can, like, hear the emotion in his voice.
Well, anyway, let me just introduce Trevor real quick. For people who don't know, the other character...
Exactly like Trevor.
The second character out of the three is Trevor Phillips, and he's a former partner of Michael, and he's just... He went the other way. He's psychotic, drug addicted, and he lives in this secluded trailer. And it seemed like I don't know too much of the story yet because, again, I have children and I definitely cannot play this game in front of them. But
you heard the clip before.
Well, I mean, you don't want to turn him like Mike's kid.
Yeah.
You got to show him, you got to show him the deal.
That's me in 30 years. 30 years, like I'm fucking...
Try 10.
Right, like I'm 10 years old.
Everyone knows Trevor's coming because everyone's seen the trailers. You know, they know there's three guys. You already got two of them.
And he was wild in the first mission. But they seem like they were besties in the first mission.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yo, leave me. He's like, I'm not leaving you, brother.
Yeah.
Like, and he was out of control that first mission where he starts shooting everybody. Like,
I haven't gotten to Trevor's story yet.
Yeah.
Bonus?
I mean, I've gotten to Trevor's story. He's out of control.
Yeah.
he's a cowboy.
Like here's an example without ruining anything. It's just, and it's an awesome point of the game. You like... start Trevor's missions, and now when you get to Trevor, you can't like switch back to Michael and Franklin until you get to a certain point. So you're rocking around as Trevor and shit like that. You're in the boonies, and you got to go to ammunition. So I'm in ammunition. I'm like, oh, let me just fuck around and grab a couple other guns. Like, he doesn't pay for any guns.
Why?
I don't know. Because he's a badass. Okay. He pays for attachments, but he doesn't pay for guns at that local ammunition.
Nice.
He's a bad motherfucker.
Nice.
He has like the Terminator discount. Right?
Yeah. Cool, man. It's pretty much whatever you want.
And then the third protagonist is Franklin Clinton, who is an African American in his 20s, who makes his living as a repo man and pretty much just only grabs expensive vehicles in Vespucci Beach, which is just really Venice Beach. Giant Shock also has a clip of him.
Man, get your stupid ass on. Damn, why don't you ask him if he knows the fucking owner? Or better yet, do some skywriting that reads there's a couple of niggas here about to boost some cars in case somebody didn't realize.
See, what you don't realize is we ain't boosting. This shit is legit business.
Legit? Oh, yeah, I forgot, huh? 401ks, tax returns and all. Yeah, right.
You the one all pumped up on doing this lick, nigga. I'm getting my money in the hood. I'm straight, fool. I'm cool.
You cool? Cool what? Slinging dope and throwing up gang signs? Yeah, right.
Whatever, homie.
That's Franklin being the voice of reason.
Franklin's definitely my favorite character. Because, you know, I loved CJ. CJ was by far my favorite GTA character to date. But he was really in it. He was like, whatever, we'll slang dope, we'll do whatever. Franklin's looking not to be straight. Like, he's not like that football kid from...
Franklin wants to be made.
Yeah. He wants to be a real criminal.
Yeah.
You know?
Which I like.
He's not like a goody-goody or anything like that.
I'm glad to be like a black guy once again.
It feels good.
It's always good to roll in the hood.
I didn't play the one with the Euro guy, but everyone kept saying he's very vanilla.
Nico?
He was bland.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand his cousin after a while.
Oh, my God. I wanted to bury him. Like, after the third mission.
His cousin was like the Night at the Roxbury guy.
Oh, God.
He's like, come on, cousin. We must go to the club. We get to the girls. And you're like,
the worst
right,
part about right, that, which it seems like GTA 5 fixed, was the fucking phone calls. Like, just all the time. You'd be, like, in the middle of a mean car chase, and all of a sudden it'd be like, boop, boop, boop. You're like, hello, cousin,
what?
Do you want to go bowling? Like, no,
I got tired of going bowling with him.
I don't want to go bowling. I'm being chased by the fucking military.
I actually played darts with him 3 times, and that was honestly because I quit out of the mission like twice. Like, I was playing darts, and I was like, whatever, I have something else to do. And then I'd turn off my Xbox, and then I'd be like, oh, damn, I forgot, I gotta play darts with this asshole.
And then half the time you have to drive home after that, and you'd be drunk, and that would be like its own mini game.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that pretty much sucked. That's why I wasn't sure about 5, but I was crazy wrong. 5 is incredible. New to the series, I'm going to point out some things that people might not know about because everyone's pretty familiar with the series. But in the new game, the D-pad actually controls which one you control. And they can be distant. I mean, far distances apart. Michael could be at his house. Franklin could be way across the state, pretty much. I mean, this board is massive. This sandbox isn't even a sandbox. It's like the whole effing playground.
Like you don't even really get a good idea of how massive it is until you fuck around in it. You know, mm-hmm. until you're like out in the hills, you're like, where the fuck am I?
Right.
I drove right, up right. on a hippie commune the other day, like, running from the law in the middle of, like, a mission. I pulled over with this other character. I got out of the car, beat up some hippies, stole their hippie van, was, like, surfing it through the hills.
Dude, I mean, the place is massive. Rockstar made... I'm playing it for Xbox, and this is the first time I've ever been forced to download a game.
It's a 8 gigs.
Hard drive. Yeah, it's a hefty game, but... It's worth it. It was totally worth it.
Second disc.
Yeah. That's the first time I've had that happen since
Metal Gear.
Actually,
Metal Gear was on one disc, right?
For whatever reason,
Blue Dragon came with two.
What was that? The Dead Space 2 had two discs, but it didn't really look like it needed two discs.
Yeah. Recently, I think Mass Effect had two discs. That it needed two discs.
Okay, but it didn't make you. It wasn't a forced download disc.
No, not a forced download.
Right. This, I mean, I can't say enough good things about this game. It's also the first Grand Theft Auto to have an original score rather than, like, original music set with an actual orchestra.
It's very, movie-esque, like, a lot
of... Oh, yeah, it's great. It's very well written. It's the first one to give characters a set of skills that can improve as the player advances, and each character has their own unique skill.
Have you guys fucked around with the skills at all?
The special skills.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You can improve your driving for anyone, but Franklin can actually, since he's a repo man and good enough, he can slow time while driving.
That's what that was about?
It's yeah, incredible. That's his skill.
Because I thought they just added that to the game. I was like, oh, that's much easier.
No, it's just Franklin. Just Franklin. Michael, yeah. Michael goes into something called bullet time, which we've seen Red Dead.
But with shooting.
Yeah, we've seen something with like Red Dead or Max Payne where they go slow-mo. And then Trevor goes balls-ass crazy. I read this. I just read this.
The Trevor one's cool too. You go
double damage, half damage exactly. for yourself, right? Perfect. Bullets do half double damage. Yeah, I did my homework on the game for the podcast. That's I've been trying to just play it, and
he's like the only guy you could go like old school GTA with for that limited amount of time where you were just like nearly invincible.
Oh, that's another thing. The cops are pretty on point in this game. They're not messing around, man. They're not.
It's like
idiots.
Tough to get away from them sometimes. If you like steal a car and you're in the wrong neighborhood, you're like. Fuck, and then take the freeway, have the cops follow me on the freeway, get off to a good area to lose the cops.
In that first mission with Franklin, the cops were fucking all over the place, man. They were on top of you. I was having a hard time getting away from them. Like, that was always my worst part about GTA was the driving. Like, that's my always worst part about that. But Franklin was much easier, and it still took me a while to get away from the cops.
GTA I hate bumping never... into a cop on accident.
Oh, God,
a cop car. You're like, oh. That's the one unrealistic part of the game.
No, in real life, you'd be screwed, too.
No, you'd be screwed, but I mean, the one unrealistic part of the game that they really had to throw in there is that nobody cares that you're driving on the wrong side of the road, and like...
Right.
But whatever, that's how everybody, gamer, is going to drive. Nobody's going to stop at the stop sign and like...
I mean, the game would be added like an extra 40 hours of gameplay if you had to like, follow street laws.
It would suck. Anyway, new to the game is a new duck and cover system, just like Gears of War.
It's
where
incredible.
You run up and duck.
They show you that right in the first scene when you have the shootout with the cops and when you make a robbery.
It gets better, though. You can jump hoods of cars with it, and it feels good. It feels Gears of War.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels very familiar.
The move and cover system is like...
It's great.
Yeah, it's... Because the last one, it was, like, cumbersome. You didn't really have... Like, I played that game a lot, and you still never had a feel for, like, exactly what you're... What... If I hit this direction and
hiding,
I can move,
yeah.
which... Where am I going to go?
Right.
Sometimes you would go the way you want him to go. Other times you'd, like, stand up, like, roll the other... I'm like, I'm not looking for a roll.
It feels a lot better. And that's... That's probably because this is the first game that they've used the Rage engine, which is their brand, Rockstar's brand new engine. that they pretty much came up for the newer systems that are coming out, but they dropped it on GTA, obviously, because that's their bread and butter. The planes are back. You know, the planes were not there for Nico. I don't know why they weren't.
Because it was basically New York.
Yeah, but whatever. Where's LaGuardia? I mean,
I believe they took the planes and a plane mission out because you were flying a plane into a building, and it was like somewhat
effort. I remember that.
Because it's New York. They don't. They that's just. A good call. They were like, you put planes in New York City? People are going to be bombing them. Like, that's the only reason why the planes weren't in that one.
Well, also, It was much smaller. Yeah,
there would be no reason to even fly a plane.
Well, yeah. like San Andreas, for example, was bigger than
the
one after, which is weird that they would do that. Just so everyone knows, I'll say it right now, I was not a big fan of GTA 4. I wasn't a huge fan. Picked up on that. Right.
I loved it. I thought it was a great game. Still to this day, I think it was good, but...
It wasn't the best GTA I played, though.
No, I don't know. I like the new dynamic of it.
The new one blows it out a little. Okay.
It's not.
I mean, like the upgradable weapons. The fact that Franklin. I mean, with CJ, I used to change my clothes a lot just to keep it real. Like I don't want to be. And characters would frankly in San Andreas talk about you like, yo, when are you gonna change your clothes? They change your clothes for you every day. They just assume that's what characters do.
If you go into the store and buy a lot of stuff, you'll see that you're wearing a lot of stuff.
Right.
I like that, though.
The next day, you'll just automatically wear it.
Yeah, you don't need the minutiae of picking them out.
And it looks good, man. I don't know if they got the Queer Eye guys, but it's never like my purple pants with, you know what I'm saying?
It's never just like random outfits where you would never buy that thing.
The one small disappointing thing that I had was Franklin and his buddy mention being in a gang, and they pick up an OG at one point, and they're all wearing green. I really wanted them to be from Grove Street, you know? Like, I wanted them to be part of the Grove Street family, and they're just not. And I think that's so weird that they're saying that the state of California, which is San Andreas, basically, and Nevada combined at this point, has a giant group called the Grove Street family, obviously, in green, and another gang in green. Like, I thought that was weird.
Yeah, they had another gang that was in green.
Them.
Oh no,
Franklin's wearing green.
They're part of Grove.
They never mentioned Grove though.
Sure, they did.
I got something.
The other two guys do. Lamar and fucking the faggot with the hat.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I'm not that far in the game. I just picked up the first.
Yeah, they'll mention it.
Will they?
Yeah, I'm like pretty sure.
I haven't heard the words Grove Street.
They rock green bandanas.
But I have not heard the word Grove Street.
I don't know.
Michael Jordan wears a red jersey. He's not part of the blood.
They got the Grove Street fucking graffiti still up in the hood. Like,
oh, they got it all. I need to hear Grove Street motherfuckers.
I mean,
that's what I need to hear, because I heard that
roll
a
around
lot.
The hood. Roll around the hood. I saw a gang fight today. A bunch of motherfuckers with like the green flannels running up shooting.
And the bowlers are in it. And the bowlers.
The bowlers are in it, yeah. Right. Shooting at the purple bowlers.
Anyway, have you been to... I haven't been to CJ's house
yet. Yeah, I went back to the old hood for a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, you held it down.
You walked the walk?
Yeah. Nice. Anybody that stuck their neck out got a fucking chop.
I'm sure that Rockstar... I haven't looked around it at all, but I'm sure Rockstar hid some nice Easter eggs in that hood.
I'm sure, too. I didn't, like, give it a thorough look, but
I'm sure if you look in the window, like, peek out Ryder's house or something like that.
I heard you solved the mystery of his mother's murder, of CJ's mother's murder.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
A little spoiler on the internet.
Okay.
It could not be true. It could be true, but like, I heard one of the achievements that was leaked was solve the murder of whatever Watson.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
That's pretty cool.
That would be really that would be really interesting. So that's what we're all playing. Max, you're not playing that, right?
That's why I've been quiet.
Right, I know.
I'm going through my own personal hell here, because I have to wait till after I clear up some Comic-Con business to even pick it up.
Okay. And that's pretty much what you're doing this week, right? I mean, like, as an artist for the comic books, you're probably doing
putting
the most...
finishing touches on things
drawing.
Right now.
Right.
That's going to be... Grand Theft Auto is going to be my reward.
Nice.
Once all the work's done, it's going to be just me sitting on a couch playing that for a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, that's like a good one.
Good couple weeks.
I know. Yeah. That's a good one. All right, so we're going to go into the news right now. That's enough GTA talk. But GTA will come up again in the podcast. Let's put it that way.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Slow news week this week. There was nothing.
It's because everyone was playing GTA.
And watching Breaking Bad.
And
watching Dexter put her out.
Dexter.
Watching that slowly die.
Slowly die. So, this week in the news, there was nothing. And I could have came out with a couple of the tiny little things that they came out with about the PS4 and the Xbox One, but frankly, I'm tired of reporting week after week on these little tiny table scraps that they're throwing you.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't do it anymore.
A news to all, I heard that the Wii U is failing. That was a big report.
I know.
What?
Shockingly.
I know.
All right, that's it. Dishonor. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your whole family.
That's from Wii U. anyway, I mean, like, I can't talk about the new systems anymore. I just can't. If something beefy comes out, then fine.
It's minutia every day.
Every day, I was just grinding it out. And it was just, I was fast-forwarding through my own podcast. Like, yeah. Alright, yeah.
I think that new Kingdom Hearts game came out, 1.5, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not a new one. The Kingdom Hearts...
It's all the PSP's one.
Yeah, it's
everyone combined, and a bunch of the videos of one that came out in Japan, just the storyline. So you can watch like an hour movie of the storyline and the cutscenes. And I heard that was pretty decent. I didn't get it.
I'll just watch it on YouTube.
That's what I'll do, too.
Yeah.
Alright, so for the news, I saw on YouTube that they had this story about a father-son combo with gaming, and it sparked an idea in my mind, because I was like, you know what? I've read that before. I've read this story, or not YouTube, rather, Yahoo. And I was irritated because they made it sound like it just happened, and I've read it on crack.com like a year ago. So I'm going to give crack.com a little plug right now. Go there. It's an incredibly funny site, and they have a huge video game section full of interesting video game stories. That's Max and I were talking about last week.
Yeah, we touched on it with that story last week.
What was it? Fan histories?
Fan theories.
Fan theories
that
video
makes
games?
Sense, yeah.
Yeah, they
great
have
article.
A couple of them. One of my favorite sections is always like they have a section entitled basically huge dick moves in gaming. So I have two of them tonight that I just liked, and I'll share those, and then maybe we'll skim some kind of news. You know, it really was a slow week, guys. This one was it happened in Japan. Father hired virtual assassins to kill his son in World of Warcraft.
Awesome.
Was it so he could do other things?
He was tired of his son, who, fresh out of college, just would not get a job. So he went to an elite band of players
elite
that his son's always talking about. Like, his son's always like, oh, I want to be like them. I don't know how he contacted them, but he actually paid them to follow his son around, because his son was on a server where player versus player is not
right.
Just ask that it could just happen, and they just repeatedly humiliated him over and over again. Now,
you gotta feel pretty low about life if you're an assassin in World of Warcraft.
I want to say that they
an assassin
had
for hire in the real world for World of Warcraft.
His little
job I want.
I mean, yeah, that's a better job.
Yeah.
But like before they got hired to kill somebody in World of Warcraft, like with real money, that's got to be a poor exit. How many hours did you got to put in to be an assassin in World of Warcraft?
Did the father have to make an avatar and have like a meeting in a tavern somewhere with like some like long-haired, like, purple-haired, like, Japanese avatars. Just like, we will not kill your son.
I'm sure he was the regular frontiersman, runs up.
He has, like, a stout
Randy Marsh.
They got an email that said, "Meet me at the Prancing Pony in a fortnight."
Like the father's avatar looked like the bad guy in Karate Kid 2.
Yeah.
It's like, now Miyagi, you fight. That's how I imagine how the whole transaction went down. And what he's paying with? Like money or like
money.
Warcraft stuff?
He's like, no, I'll pay you in Warcraft stuff. Like, no. You have to pay me real money.
He paid him in GameStop gift cards.
No, he paid him in real money. The whole thing backfired, though, because the son, obviously he brought it up. He's like, hey, why are you still playing? These people are just killing you and killing you. He's like, how do you know these people?
Because I paid them, son. Right. And they're going to keep doing it.
Well, that's basically what happened. And the son said, it didn't work. I'll get a job when I'm ready. And on a side note, it probably wasn't the best idea for the father to point out that other people are making money from playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
it was a poor way to do it.
Right.
Well,
he should have paid some money from the hood to come and steal his son's computer. And be like, we can't afford to buy your new one and get a fucking job, bitch.
Could have just took away the old computer also.
Just should have kicked him out of his house.
Yeah. Now you dishonor me.
I've had enough. Get out.
No, you can't do that these days.
They're in Japan. Like, there's
all right,
that's
it. Dishonor. Dishonor on you. Dishonor on your whole family.
That's right. They just get out.
I've gotten way more use out of that clip than I thought I would.
So,
okay, the next one was... a man drives, and this, I remember this one specifically being in the news. I think this one was actually on CNN. A man drives 40 hours cross-country from upstate New York to Washington, Spokane, Washington?
Spokane.
Yeah, to threaten a 15-year-old girl over an argument they got in Halo.
This guy's my hero, yeah. Now.
This guy must have been booking it. He had to be going like 100 miles an hour. That's way more than a 2-day trip.
You tell me where you live. You tell me where you live, stupid bitch. All right, I live on 15 Raspberry Lane
in all,
Spokane, Washington.
In all actuality, this was much different than what you guys are thinking. They knew each other for a year.
Oh.
And this 20-year-old guy was sending her flowers, and he actually flew out there one time just to... They have a... plane ticket stubs that he flew out to her house just to stake it out for a week and then leave and never told her.
He took a great story and he made it creepy.
Like, I thought he was just going to wait outside her house and just give her the gut butt. Like,
like the end of Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Do the old fake teabag and then leave.
Just give her the teabag real quick and run out. I take care of her way more seriously than you do.
Nah, it's actually much creepier than that. He actually stood outside her, after the 40 hours, he stood on her front lawn and just continuously yelled into the house to the parents and her how he's going to rape her and her 6-year-old.
Whoa, what did she say to him?
I don't know what she said. I think she tried to break it off because it was very...
Break what off?
Well, it was a creepy situation. They were buddies and he kept on sending her flowers for like Valentine's and
so
this
what?
And that.
I mean,
that's
he
weird.
Lives
he's
in a, fucking cross country.
He's 20 years old. He's 15 years old. That's weird.
And stop trying to rattle the cage of the internet crazies. Just keep accepting the flowers. Just be like, hey, yeah, I can't see.
I'd be like, you know what? I actually moved to Nevada and just I didn't move at that point.
Look, this guy had no qualms about driving cross country to claim that sweet, sweet 15-year-old love.
Exactly. You just so, accept the flowers and you just keep telling him.
Just saying it was a matter of time anyway.
So, I mean, that sounds like a really, like, Will Ferrell move where he's, like, yelling on the front lawn. Like, what is he just yelling obscenities?
Well, pretty much, no. Well, just threats of rape, pretty much.
Threats of rape? How, like Halo rape? Like, I'll come in there,
that's
I'll
what I was about to say, rape is thrown around a lot on the internet.
Yeah.
I think Tosh said that best. Anyone? Daniel Tosh?
I know,
I know who he is.
Well
you
aware.
Knew the quote?
Yeah, I was wondering if you knew the quote, dickbag. Anyway, Tosh had a comedy bit where he went into the difference between game rape and, you know, how people throw it out there too much and how there's, you know, there'll be a rape victim in real life and they'll be like, how was it? And they'll be like, you know when somebody's got the gravity hammer in Halo? Actually, it was Dane Cook. It was Dane Cook.
That's why I didn't hear it.
It was Dane Cook.
When I tell you... out there in like a game of Call of Duty that I'm gonna rape your mother, I mean that. That's not video game.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'm coming for all you 12-year-olds out there. I'm coming for her.
That is awkward.
I know where she sleeps.
It's very that's uncomfortable awkward. In here.
No, I'm uncomfortable. Okay. So that's basically all I had for the news. The one other tidbit that I was talking about with these guys before the show is that PlayStation is doing a pretty cool move, and I hope Xbox implements it for a cheaper price. Anyway, the PSP is essentially just going to be a TV and controller for the PS4.
You mean the Vita or the PSP?
The Vita, PSP Vita.
All right.
What they're doing is they're only going to sell the 3G from now on, and your Vita turns on your PlayStation 4, and you can play your PlayStation 4. Like, for example, you can be in Spokio, Washington, and your PlayStation 4 can be in New York. It could have helped out our man.
You see,
and you turn it on, and it actually turns on your PS4 and wirelessly shoots information to your PSP. So now you're playing PS4 on your PS Vita.
I thought that's what the Vita...
It's essentially just a TV and controller now.
That's what I thought the Vita did in general, because the commercials had it like seeming that that's what it did, where you were not by your PS3 setup and you walked away and you continued your game.
Those commercials were very misleading. People got the
Vita shut off their Xbox, they shut off the PS3 and walked out, and they're like, this isn't the game I was playing.
Well, they had some games like that. They did have some games that worked like that, but...
I'm going to guess, was it MLB 2K, whatever, because that was the one game they showed.
I don't know.
Wait, so you play it on your Vita?
It'll be anything, yeah, because the processor and everything on your PS4 is running, and it's just shooting you... It's almost like Netflix, where it's shooting you just the image on the screen, and your controller is just...
Now, quick question, I don't know what PS3's deal is. Are they going to be all digital games?
You mean PS4?
PS4. Are they going to be all digital games, or any game you have in your download library can you play? Can you just play the game you have in your PS4?
Oh, the disc that happens to be in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that. That's a good question.
I mean, it's cool that you can play that one game, but like, it'd be better if you could switch to your cloud library.
I'm sure you'll have access.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good technology we're talking about.
I'd like,
sure, well, because he said it turns it on. It literally turns on the system.
Yeah. I take you to your dash, and you'd be able to kind of navigate from there.
Well, you know what I'd like to see come from this? I'd like to see a much, much cheaper version for Xbox or PlayStation. Because at this point with the Vita, I don't need my own games for that. I'd like to see Xbox come out with like a version, because obviously it doesn't need as much hardware, because it would just be a controller, a wireless receiver, and a TV screen at that point. So $100 something for my Xbox would be great. Or PlayStation. If PlayStation wants to step up and come out with a cheaper version and go, you know what, we don't need
how
all
much
this
is
gaming.
The Vita?
Roundabout. I want to say 300?
Fucking $300.
I think they might have dropped it down to two.
Gee, for a little add-on, basically, that's...
We can look it up. Anyway, that's pretty much all the news I had for this week. Did anyone else hear anything?
No.
Nothing, right?
No,
GTA, right?
Yeah.
FIFA came out today.
FIFA did come out today, and I heard great things about it.
To real quick answer your question, it's about at 200 right now.
Great. I guess that's fair. Like, 300 just is like, damn, you can buy a system for that.
That comes to you from Amazon.com.
Thanks, Amazon. You're great. anyway, it's time to take a test.
This is a test.
Quiz, hotshot. Test your might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch license ass so hard.
This is only a test.
Alright. For those of you who are not familiar with the site Iggin.com, it's a very popular gaming site. Probably the most well-respected out there. And they came out with the top 25 Xbox 360 games of all time. I asked the fellas before the show if they read it. They have not, which is excellent, because I wrote down specifically all 25. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to have 5 questions, and I'm going, within the questions, I'm going to call out 3 games, and I want you guys to put it in order of how close it is to 1. You know, lowest to highest. Okay. In the 25 ranking.
Is this popularity or game sold? Or just
popular. This is just what they feel was right.
Quality wise.
Yeah. All right. That's their opinion.
So it's
okay.
Yeah.
So normally I'm gonna let all 3 of you play. Normally, when you get it right, you get one of these. Or when you get one wrong, you get this. We all know that, but at the same time, I can't really do that this time. So I'm just gonna have to talk my way through it.
All right. We just want to play them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have very few sound effects tonight. So. Anyway. I'm going to go with Gears of War 3. Fallout 3. And Rock Band 3. Giant Shock, would you like to order them from lowest to highest?
Lowest to highest. Rock Band 3, Gears 3, and then Fallout.
Yeah.
Mr. Bruce Bowman.
No, I think Gears, Rock Band, Fallout.
Okay.
I gotta agree with Shock on this. Should I switch it up?
You don't have to.
I don't care either way.
No, I feel the same way.
I mean, the piano really didn't add that much.
Yeah.
So you think the lowest was...
I think the lowest was Rock Band, followed by Gears 3, followed by Fallout 3.
Okay. You're all wrong.
Was it Rock Band 3 was number one?
Number 20 on the list of 25 greatest games of Xbox 360 was Gears of War 3. Number 14 was Fallout 3, and number 4 was Rock Band 3.
I don't even think I want to take the rest of the quiz.
No?
It's fucking stupid.
It was very controversial. I mean, the boards are flooded with people complaining, especially about the Gears of War.
No, people complaining on a video game site?
The third installment of a game that never changed. Like,
everybody does.
Exactly.
Right.
The piano was amazing!
I still can't figure out how to play the
game. Mama!
Just the fact that it's 3, I mean, they weren't doing series. Give them a little slack. They weren't doing series, and when Rock Band did come out, it was pretty sick.
Yeah, then the third installment of it was just a piano added to it.
The one that pretty much killed it, didn't it?
Like they stopped making them after the third.
Yeah.
I got bored of it, but it is what it is. This isn't my test.
All right.
Well, it's my test.
Well, that's a real curveball. I have no idea what the answer now.
Yeah.
Not my list.
Everything is in question.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. We're going to go. There's some popular games on here.
You figure there should be.
You would think so.
I was expecting obscure.
I'm going to make it harder now.
There's a whole bunch of trilogies.
BioShock Regular, the first one.
Okay.
BioShock Infinite.
That's the second one or the new
third
one?
Third one.
That's the new one?
The newest.
The newest. And Dishonored. See the pattern? I'm trying to find patterns here.
Yes, I see.
Dishonored is another BioShock game?
No. It's you don't know Dishonored.
Very similar.
Similar in style.
BioShock Infinite, BioShock.
This is from lowest to highest?
Yeah, lowest to highest.
Whatever that other one is.
Dishonored.
You don't know the game and you think it was highest on the list.
Oh no, flip that. That's lowest. Dishonored, BioShock 3, or Infinite, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Giant Shock.
Now, I would kind of agree with him, but if fucking the Rock Band's 4, I'm going to reverse it.
So what are you going for?
I'm going the exact opposite. I'm going Dishonored, which is that a better game than BioShock?
He named Dishonored as lowest on the list. So that's
my highest.
Okay.
Then BioShock, the regular first one, then BioShock Infinite, the game that's going to win Game of the Year. That's how I'm going.
Max Barracuda.
All right. I'm going to put them in order of importance to me since I played all three.
Okay.
Dishonored lowest.
Mm-hmm.
BioShock Infinite next. And then regular, original BioShock on the top. That's me?
That's you.
Nice. That's BioShock 1 on top of the list just because it was a precedent setter.
Did any of those games beat Rock Band 4, 3, whatever?
None.
Fuck this list.
Dishonored came in as number 16.
That's BioShock high.
Infinite came in as number 12, and BioShock Regular came in as number 11.
Is anybody else hearing really?
That's Zelda.
No, it's Walking Dead 8-bit, and it's my phone.
Okay. that sounded like Zelda, like in your dungeon?
I was like, it does, but it sounds like the... Yeah, that's it.
Walking Dead. Anyway.
That was creeping me out for a minute.
Back to the test. So, at the end of 2, Max has 1... And the rest, we all know what they have.
More than one?
Less than one. Okay, we're going to go with Skyrim. Walking Dead game.
The sorry.
Actually, you know what?
Telltale game.
Yeah. You know what? I take it back. I take it back. We're gonna go with Skyrim because I'm trying to keep with a pattern, some semblance of a pattern. So Skyrim, GTA 5, which actually made it on the list, and State of Decay, which are all sandbox games. Giant shot.
Okay.
Lowest.
What was the third one? Not
State of Decay.
I'm trying the middle
Skyrim.
One.
Skyrim.
I'm gonna go State of Decay as the lowest, Skyrim as the second, and then the Walking Dead game as the.
No, it wasn't Walking Dead. I'm sorry, I changed.
He switched it out
to GTA 5.
GTA 5,
which just made the list. They just made the list this week.
I mean, that just came out. So I don't know if that could possibly be that high.
Mm-hmm.
So let me switch State of Decay, GTA 5, and Skyrim from lowest to highest.
Okay.
I'm going to say State of Decay, Skyrim, 1 billion people can't be wrong, GTA 5.
Okay.
Now, just so I'm clear, this list is most influential games, or?
It was just greatest.
Greatest.
The word was greatest.
Might have to go with Bonhamin this time. Yeah, I'm going to go State of Decay lowest, Skyrim next, and then GTA 5.
We have two right, Boneman and
Yo, this is an opinion-based game.
Well, it is some very opinion-based. There's some strategy to it. You nailed it when you said billion people.
GTA,
that was the key.
Has been out for a week though. Like, I don't know. Yeah,
I there's no way. The other
Rock Band threw me off too.
I'm thrown for a loop.
Rock Band rocked everyone's world.
I was shocked that was on the top 25. I'm not gonna lie. To
yeah.
You.
Okay.
I would have said it would be 25. I'm like, all right,
that's what he was doing. I figured he was going like 25, 22,
19. Anyway, I'm going to go with Splinter Cell Blacklist, Batman Arkham City, Portal 2.
This is tough. This is a tough round.
This one's a rough one. Because they don't really have anything connected. None of the rest of the games.
And all
most of the
really
other
good.
Games are unique.
I'm going to go... Realistically, which Batman was Arkham City?
It was Arkham City. Arkham City made it over Arkham Asylum, which, in my opinion, was a mistake.
That's a little hint there, I think.
No, it's not a hint. It's just the fact that I thought Arkham blew my world, and then City was great. But yeah.
From lowest to highest, I'm going to go Portal, Batman, and then Splinter Cell.
Okay.
From lowest to highest, I'm going to go Arkham, Splinter Cell, Portal.
And I'll go from lowest, Splinter Cell, Arkham, Portal.
We have one right, Mr. Max Barracuda.
Portal 2. Don't count it out. That game rocked.
Splinter Cell squeaked in at number 25. It's the new Splinter Cell Blacklist. Arkham City made it as number 10.
Nice.
And Portal 2 made it as number 5.
That's high.
That's very high.
That's really high.
It's mm-hmm. not. It's not Rock Band 3 high, though.
It's not Rock Band 3 high, no. Okay, I'm gonna throw one more out and then a bonus question. We're gonna go Forza 4, Alan Wake, and let's throw out the orange box.
That's Portal, right?
Portal 1.
Yeah.
Team Fortress.
No. Orange
Half-Life?
Box is Half-Life.
Half-Life.
And right. Team Fortress and Portal. It was a 3-game box.
Okay. Right. But, all right.
I mean, you didn't just say Half-Life. You said the orange box. That's what that...
Right. It's a, it's a whole shebang-a-bang. Fellas? Alan Wake, Forza 4, Orange Box.
I'll go first this one. What do you guys mm-hmm. think? Because I'm surprised Alan Wake even made it on the list. I'll go that lowest. Then Forza, then Orange Box.
I guess I'll agree with Pete. I think that, that Alan Wake's got to be the lowest.
Alan Wake wasn't very good.
If Portal, the actual game itself is the freaking 5, I mean, the Half-Life 5, Orange Box, I mean, I figure that should be even better. It should be like the first one.
Okay.
But.
Nah, I'm going to put, Forza's probably got to be somewhere up there because people love those fucking racing games. So I'm going to put Forza on top, Orange Box second, and lowest Alan Wake.
Okay. So I regret not putting Minecraft instead of Alan Wake, but as it is,
Nienberg.
Yeah. Fuckenberg. Yeah, we went with Alan Wake was number 24, Forza 4 was number 19, and Orange Box came in as 6 behind Portal 2.
Mm.
Okay.
Orange Box was big because, well, Portal's not a full game by comparison to Portal 2. You right. can knock out Portal in like 4 hours.
Right, right.
And I think Team Fortress was huge. And of course, Half-Life, so that had to put it
pretty high. Well, Half-Life it was the beefiest thing that everyone was excited about. That's why I was trying to talk it up.
Yeah.
Okay, and the bonus. Actually. I don't even want to do the bonus. I just want to name out 3 kick-ass games that that you guys can get. Actually,
One of these not on the list?
No, they're all on the list. I'm just trying to decide what I'm going to do with it. I'll do one more question and then a bonus. How about that? Because I feel this one would be good. Minecraft? Limbo? Halo 4.
I say in that order.
From lowest to highest?
Yeah, Limbo, Halo 4, Minecraft.
It's a little bit one of those like...
Wait, you're saying Minecraft games? Highest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Limbo one of those like independent games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that. It's going to be Minecraft, Limbo, and then last Halo 4.
I'm going to...
But I don't... That's not what Boneman said, was it?
Pretty sure that's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you're going with Minecraft, lowest, Limbo,
and then
mid.
Halo 4.
Okay.
I'm going to flip them, I think. Halo 4, well, it's the fourth, so let's put that on the bottom. Let's put Limbo on the bottom, Halo 4, Minecraft.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fourth. Well, actually, that should be number one, according to this Rock Band news.
right.
Number one.
Minecraft came in as 22, which was surprising to me since it is a
big following game. But I think that's PC more than anything.
Limbo, number 13, and Halo 4 as number 3.
Limbo's high.
Yeah.
Halo 4 is even ridiculously high.
Are any of the Halos besides 4 on it?
No.
Really?
That's their representative.
As the best Halo? That's so crazy.
The first one is by far the best one.
But that's regular Xbox. These are three.
He meant the... I thought he meant the first one on Xbox 360. Oh, whatever. Anyway.
3.
Okay, so at the end of it, we have Boneman with 2, Max with 3, Giant Shock has 2, and we're going to do a bonus question.
Okay.
Boner question.
Bonus question. I purposely left off the number one game, influential game. It's got to be very specific. It's got to be which part of the series it was or anything like that. We're not naming the series. We're naming the actual game. So you can bet all your points or you can bet none of your points. Max, what are you going to bet?
Thinking. You guys got 2. I got 1.
You got 3.
I got 3. I mean, 3. I'll bet 2. Let's make it interesting.
I'll bet 0. To make it real interesting.
Zero, zero, zero. Okay, so I'm gonna let
Max, I have no idea.
I have no Max, clue either.
Max guess.
I thought you guys would be more sporting.
I bet too. Fuck it.
I don't want to lose. Fuck you guys.
Shit. Most influential Xbox 360 all-time 360 game.
All-time. And... I don't want to give too much away, but
If you said you were going to give that a hint, I would bet my 2 points.
You are betting 2 points.
All right. I got that in then? All right, yeah. Cool. Give us a hint.
You give
us
a hint. I want to bet my 2 points.
Is everyone betting their points now?
For a hint?
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do a hint. All right. It can be a collection. How about that?
It can be a collection?
It can be a collection if it was one disc.
All right. Fuck it. I have no idea, so I'll say Fallout Game of the Year, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition.
Bruce Bowman.
I'm going to say there was already a Fallout, so that couldn't be number one.
Oh, fuck, there was.
I think Fallout 3 was actually on.
Yeah, God damn it.
Would you like to have another guess there, Pete?
I would.
Bruce? What do you got?
I don't give a fuck. Assassin's Creed.
Dry Shot?
I'm going to agree with that.
Assassin's Creed?
That can't be...
Can I change my...
Wait, actually, I'm going to go... I'm going to go 3. Assassin's Creed 3. The new one just came out.
Okay, you all lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
You all lose.
All right, cool.
Mass Effect Trilogy,
motherfucker.
How did that one Assassin's Creed game make that list?
I don't know.
Wait, Alan Wake's on that shit? But fucking...
I know, Alan Wake's awful, too.
Portal?
Portal's great.
No, Portal is a hugely popular game. Yeah. I'm not going to debate that.
Assassin's Creed?
I mean, I particularly like Assassin's Creed better, but Portal is
Portal's
hugely
crazy fun.
Fucking yeah. Rock Band 4 or 3 Sticks. Or 10, whatever it is, was number 4.
How did I not get fucking Mass Effect? That's the...
I don't know how you didn't get that.
I know.
That's rough.
Especially because you mentioned that it was multiple discs.
Especially because it's like my favorite game series.
So, nobody wins this week. I guess I win, fucking.
That was tough.
It was tough. It was tough.
Because it's mostly opinion-based.
And probably inaccurate. I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm a little drained from that game.
Right.
Need a nap.
Okay. So, next we're going to go into one of the newer sections where we take pretty much 5 people, usually is the norm, or 6 or whatever, and you choose all of the rest are coming to kill you, and only one is defending you. It's attack and defend.
Attack and defend.
Well, there's no turning back now. This means war.
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Yes, I would die for you, baby. But you won't do the same.
We're doing Grand Theft Auto characters right now. Today we got Claude, the basically Carson Daly's silent twin from Grand Theft Auto 3.
This his name's Claude.
Most people say that
the guy, the dude.
But his name's Claude. We got from GTA Vice City, Tommy Vercetti, voiced by Ray Liotta, known for his loud mouth and loud shirts. Basically, anyone remembers him? Carl Johnson, head of the Grove Street family, CJ. Nico Bellic, ex-Eastern European soldier and notable snooze fest. And any of the 3 main protagonists from GTA 5. All of them are coming to kill you. Only one can defend you. Who do you pick, Giant?
I started playing this new game, and I do love it. I still got to go with Vercetti, man.
Yeah?
The guy's a fucking animal.
He's a nut.
I mean, I don't know if any of the other characters all teamed up could take him down.
Well, that's what it is, all the other characters.
No, I don't think they can take him
down. So if you heard they were all coming for you, you need Vercetti in your corner.
I think so. I think that'd be my dude.
Tyler. Okay.
I consider myself the guy on GTA, so
I'll
let Max go first.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good plan. I'm actually inclined to agree with Shock.
Okay.
Tommy, the scene in the mansion where basically it's where Scarface got killed and Vercetti takes everybody out while wearing a Hawaiian shirt. That's
so the badass. Beast from Florida is also your...
That's my guy.
Okay.
Now,
Bonerman as a GTA expert?
Originally, Vercetti was my dude, but it's got to be Trevor, man.
Trevor's
an animal.
That's not fair. I haven't gotten to Trevor yet.
I'm sorry, guys. You don't know him.
Yeah?
That's why you guys will all die a horrible death. Because he would get you. He would get Vercetti.
You think so?
He would get you. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I only saw the one scene.
What's the difference? Vercetti goes big. I mean, Vercetti goes real big.
Yeah, he goes big, but Trevor goes big and berserk, bro. He's got the the craziness on Versetti. He's crazier than Versetti.
Yeah?
Way crazier. He doesn't dress as well.
Right. Okay.
Like, that would be the one... That was what I was going to say. If they got you while Tommy Versetti was guarding you, you would at least go out wearing a nice shirt.
That's true, man.
Be in a nice house. Well, yes.
On the boat. I think I would slip out the back door and do that nice boat run that they do sometimes.
Yeah, bro. Driving around... Fucking pull up boat? And land, jump on a stingray or something. But yeah, Trevor would get you.
Okay. I'm choosing different from all of you guys. CJ.
Yeah, but you're just so down with him. Like,
you got a man.
You would die.
But I would
just
die
chill
with
your homie.
I would die with that sweet green bandana across one eye. DMX style.
You guys gonna steal cars and talk about your FBI agents?
He's also the only one with notable backup. I mean, like, Tommy Rossetti's a lone wolf. Trevor.
He's got hired guns.
Trevor's got nobody, right?
No, he's got nobody.
He's got the other two guys.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I mean, nobody's choosing Nico at that point.
I don't know, because he just comes with a shitty cousin.
Would you like to talk to my cousin?
Oh, man.
Would you like to play darts?
Nico might be the most dangerous out of all of them, but fuck his cousin and everyone that rolls with Nico.
Yeah, CJ, man, I would just hold up in the casino.
You would have that poor, depressing, black-eyed Dwayne, like...
Oh my god.
No, bro. Everything in my life is bad.
Or Big Bear. Remember Big Bear?
Who's Big Bear?
Big Bear, the guy who's like a huge dude and then he's doing chores for drugs and stuff. Alright, so nobody else thinks CJ?
San Andreas wasn't my favorite of the series.
What?
It was too much upkeep. You had to work out and eat and change your clothes and
no one picked Claude.
He has so many interesting things to say.
Like, after I beat Claude in a race with the black guy in a shitty car in San Andreas,
I wasn't
that afraid of him anymore. I stole your girl, I beat you in a race.
No, well,
really
he stole your girl.
I mean, he stole my fucking...
But you gave it to
girl.
Her. You gave.
She was my side piece.
Yeah, you gave that side piece away. Good point.
She wasn't even one of the chicks that you could roll and shoot with.
All right, well, whoever you got, we got a lot of different opinions. If anyone wants to hit us up on Twitter or the Facebooks, let us know what you guys think. Anyway, we're going to move into, of course, I always mention how it's my favorite section, and it is Developer of the Week.
All right.
Hello.
How's it hanging?
And watch out.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Meter developer, rather, so that makes more sense. The developer for this week on Meet a Developer is based out of Valencia, California, and it is WayForward Games. They were.
Don't all jump up at once.
Well, I thought he was
like, yeah.
Well, I thought you were gonna say more than after WayForward Games.
Anyway, they're what?
Not my favorite company.
No,
this company's awesome, man.
They make two games you like.
No, I mean, like, they're pretty sick, though. I mean,
they're
like,
on their way up.
They specialize in kids' games.
Anyway, let me let you guys know. They were founded in 1990 by Voldy Way, which is the guy's name. And in 1994, they partnered with American Educational Publishing. So they spent a bunch of... Right. But in 1996, they got back into the gaming, and they make Mighty Switch Force for... That's their series for DC that they have by themselves. But they mainly are known for revamping old games at this point.
Yeah, but if I could throw out some of the older names, and this is why they don't appeal to guys of our demo. I doubt any of you played Adventure Time, Hey Ice King, Why'd You Steal Our Garbage?
I played Why'd You Steal Our Garbage. It's a fantastic game.
I do like Adventure Time. How about...
I play that every night with the neighbor's cat.
How about...
Because I hate it.
SpongeBob Squiggle Pants for the Nintendo DS.
Is that the bootleg one?
Can't say I played that.
Didn't get the rights to SquarePants?
Yeah, what happened with that?
Despicable Me,
version.
Minion Mayhem.
They have Hat Trick and then... I don't know.
A remake in 2011 of Centipede?
That was awesome, man.
That was really good.
You fought
that
the real bugs in it, and it was just a cool take on how to bring that game back.
Well, that's what they're known for. The reason I picked them is because they did the revamp of the DuckTales game that we were all talking about.
And we all like Double Dragon Neon.
Double Dragon Neon was great.
With the DuckTales game, they actually got some of the old people that worked as the artists on the DuckTales show, and they actually made...
And the voices. They rehashed some of the voices.
That's cool.
Which is awesome.
But all the backgrounds are literally done by Disney Was it Ed, what are they called? I had it written down here.
That doesn't sound like it's made for
adults. Engineers, Disney engineers, whatever, that used to work on the DuckTales show, come back and do all the background art, and it's a literal cell animation that the guy really painted, and the guy originally drew it back in the day, like would came back and draw. Like, I thought that's just pretty cool.
God damn it! Now I gotta get this.
Yeah, the DuckTales.
Yeah, they revamped.
Oh, hell yeah!
They revamped all the music to the game, and like it sounds so crisp now, like the DuckTales theme and all the all the old themes that they had for like the. The Haunted Mansion and the mines and all that stuff is totally redone. They do a really good job of bringing games that we liked as kids back and making them really playable as adults.
Oh, yeah. Well, Double Dragon Neon, we've talked about on the show before. It was sick.
It's a huge homage to the 80s. Just like everyone had mullets, everyone, the rewinding of the tape, just how goofy it was with the high-fiving. And like they had like, I think they had little subtle things where, like one of the levels had like the... Big Trouble in Little China background to it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking Big Trouble in Little China, man. There's tons of little Easter eggs in that game that I kept seeing. Like the two bad guys are called Bimmy and Jimmy as for the typo in the first game.
Right.
Like, these guys definitely sat around in the 80s watching Saturday morning cartoons, and they're bringing the love of that to their games in this generation.
I'm just saying, a lot of these games, I'd say the majority of their releases are Nintendo DS games. Based for kids.
Well, they're a smaller company.
Like, latest release, The Smurfs 2, the video game. Like, that's why.
Well,
I'd say a lot of their stuff doesn't really appeal to our age group.
The stuff that they throw out, like, even Centipede, which is a super cool take on how to revamp that game for our generation, where, you know, it was the, you know, you go back and shoot everything on the screen. Now it's like a Smash TV type game.
Well, now they got some titles under their belt. But.
Plus, you could always, great art. And great music in every game they do, as far as like the remakes and the ones that they bring back.
Well, that's what I want to do, and that's the whole purpose of this section. I want people to know what to expect when you see that developers on a game. I expect a really great presentation.
Yeah, like definitely.
Very cool, usually cel shade animation. Very cool look to it. Usually a platforming game. It's not going to be an incredibly meaty game, but it will be fun. I mean, to their credit, I have not played a game. I haven't played an incredible amount of their games, but all the games that I have played by them, the Double Dragon, and I downloaded the DuckTales demo.
And for the most part, a lot of the gameplay is still the same of the original game itself. They didn't try to go crazy and changing the whole game around.
Right. I think they should really stick to revamps at this point.
They are by far the best revamping squad I know of. Like all the games that come back in the 80s aren't nearly as good as that.
Right. That's a good point.
I think they handle it in a very either respectful or kind of tongue-in-cheek
manner. Can definitely tell they have love for the product that they're doing.
Yeah.
They're not just throwing out garbage.
Well, that Double Dragon really sold me.
It was awesome.
That was one of the most fun games I've had in a long time.
It was great. Anyway, that's Way Forward games. Right now we're going to roll into the Old School Game of the Week.
Old School Game of the Week.
Old school like the old school.
Old School Game of the Week. Golden Axe. Does everyone remember Golden Axe? John, check your little clip for us.
I hope you like this noise because you're going to hear it all day. It's when you kill a fucking guy in it. All you hear is...
Oh, it's awful.
I can hear the quarters leaving my pocket.
I never died in that game. It was fucking retarded easy. All you had to do
I died all the time.
All you had to do is go, like, walk from the top of the screen to the bottom of the screen, and they never hit you.
Well, it came out in June 1989 in the arcade, and for Sega Genesis, December 1990. It's available right now for download on Xbox and Wii. I think I didn't check it out for Xbox, but I imagine it's under the Sega Arcade
most definitely.
Section at this point.
That game is one of those games that does not hold up. Like I've recently gone back and like since you said you were going to do it, I remember it and I played a little bit. It is not that fun going back to that game, man.
It wasn't. I got one of those things from the mall that you know the controller that plugs in because it promised to have like 30 Genesis games, which it did, and I played this and I was like, you know,
if you have the chick and you do the jumping with the jumping move with the stab down, you're mm-hmm. undefeatable. You cannot lose.
Until you get bored.
The game's not that long though,
right?
And then every guy is just like a knight that's a little bit bigger, like right. every little demi boss,
yeah.
And I do have so much love for this game because I remember playing it when I was a kid so much and being like, this is fantastic.
Yeah, doing the magic spells, riding the animals.
This is the first old school game of the week that I brought up that I did have a lot of love for, and I don't really that much anymore. But I had so much love for it back in the day that I had to bring it up. People who don't know, it's a hack and slash beat 'em up. It was the primary developer on it was Makoto Uchida, who did Altered Beast, which you can totally tell that it's the same.
Well, they shared some animals and creatures in it.
Right.
What was the deal? Like, what was the little mini games? After you beat your boss, you had to go kick fucking goblins.
You were at a campfire, yeah, and little gnomes would steal your shit. And you
they stole your stuff? I thought that's how you get your stuff.
No, they would steal your stuff.
They would steal it, and you'd get it back. But every once in a while, you'd find one just... No, they showed up to steal stuff from your campfire, and then you'd kick them and take it. But no, they didn't steal your shit originally. No, you get new bottles.
You get new stuff.
But
if you didn't get them the two times, then they made off with some of your stuff.
It was just fun to kick gnomes.
Uh-huh.
They're like hamsters. They don't even really look like gnomes. They look like little hamsters running around.
Well, they had the little sacks over their shoulders and the little David the Gnome hats.
Yeah.
And then you had... basically, the whole game, there was no like supernatural things. And then at one point, skeletons with shields start fucking showing up.
Yeah. Well, there was magic. You always had that magic that you could
do. You basically rode the lightning a lot.
One of the characters was a dwarf. I guess that's kind of...
But I'm saying like, you had griffins and stuff, like the little...
Dragons.
Yeah. It was basically a Conan the Barbarian-style world. And even Makoto said, yeah, I like Conan... Conan the Barbarian, so I pretty much came out with this game. It was fun. Oh God, stop doing that.
I love the names, though. The male character was Axe Battler.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like a Shoots of Rage, the guy's name's Axel, like fist pump.
Yeah. The girl was Tyrus Flair, and the dwarf was Gilius Thunderhead.
Well, his thing was lightning.
Yeah.
The girl's shit was fire.
Anybody remember the villain, though? Death Adder?
He had a huge axe that when you killed him, the axe spun up and then hit him in the chest.
Yeah.
I remember that. I don't remember the guy's name.
He was a magician that came out looking like a minotaur, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's supposed to be, like, using magic and all that stuff, and he doesn't use his magic. He just tries to hit you with an axe, which he's completely useless with.
I remember he had a tiny head on top of his body. Like, it was like a little thimble size head.
I love how they let you know it was like a boss where the guys are super tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of being harder to hit or coming with good armor, it's like, you're way big.
I just looked it up, though, like the original box art. And yeah, it's a giant barbarian, tiny little peanut head.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys remember the ending of the game at all, like the game just ends and it's like Wreck-It Ralph where the bad guys in the game blow up the people playing the game that you're supposed to be you. And then they run out of the arcade, and then the Golden Axe people run after them, and then you, in like almost super slow motion, they just kind of like 16-bit, like kind of run after them out the street, and that was the end of the game.
Nice.
I don't remember that.
No, good. That's a good catch.
it was like ridiculous. Like I thought it was because the whole world doesn't matter. It's just, you were in a video game the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a game within a game. Sweet.
Meta.
Anyway, I mean, I thought we should mention it. Giant Shock and I were going over it today. We were trying to name games. And,
enough.
If I knew you had the clip, I totally wouldn't have went with this.
If I knew you had the clip, I wouldn't have shut up the podcast.
Anyway, that's that game. I got one more section. I know we normally close with that section, but to tell you the truth, I forgot. Indie Game of the Week.
Indie Game of the Week.
We actually have two more sections. I totally forgot. I asked Max to do me a favor and do an old section that he did.
I wouldn't have even brought it up, but I typed up all that stuff.
I know, man. So first off, let's do the indie game of the week.
To be continued.
No way, man. We're doing it. Indie game of the week, Avatar Farm Online. I downloaded it specifically because it's on the indie game. It's a featured indie game for Xbox, and they finally changed it off the Shark game, so I gave it a whirl. It's pretty much what you would think from Farmville.
It's Farmville.
It's Farmville for your avatar.
That shit on Facebook?
Yeah,
this is stupid.
Come visit my farm.
it's supposed to be relaxing. I suppose you go and you plant and you can build barns and.
I just want to know: are farmers are very relaxed people?
They're super relaxed.
A lot of history in that farm.
They really are relaxed.
A lot of relaxing going on my sofa.
The game didn't really appeal to me that much, but it was. Oh no.
This looks like a goddamn snooze.
Pete, on to your segment.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just gonna wait, throw out what I wrote.
What's the final analysis on that?
It's a no go. It's a no. And I hate the hate on indie game developers, but these guys have enough games. They have Avatar Panic, which is like Bubble Panic. Bubble Bros. They just kind of rip them off.
They just keep throwing your avatar.
You talking about Bubble Bobble?
Yeah. No, it's not. What's Bubble Bros? Bubble Bros was the one where they shot hoses and whatnot up towards the ceiling. You probably didn't play it. You're looking at me like you didn't play it.
No, I
didn't. Avatar Tennis. They have one game.
They do Avatar games, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, they're taking your avatar and treating it like Nintendo treats Mario and just throwing it into any situation.
They did Avatar the movie game.
Right, they pretty much do that. That's Milkstone Studios for people who don't want to have a good time. I don't want to hate on an indie game, but it was pretty boring. And most of the games, I checked them out. And I'm sorry, Milkstone, but most of the games, you clearly ripped off other games and threw in my avatar. So, shame on you.
Translation, boring.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Bender. Anyway, we're going to move on to Pete's section. I didn't come up with a thing because I just asked him to do it today, but those of you who remember the old school shows, the OG...
Season 1.
A-Squatters, he used to do the History of Gaming. We stopped doing it because we started running thin on games to do, but I thought it would be great to do the GTA series history. So, here you go, John Shock. Or Max Barkoop.
All right.
Do you want your intro?
Oh, you have the old school?
You have the old school history?
Yes.
Hit
retro.
It.
This is retro.
History of Gaming.
That's
when we used to make them. Nice.
All right. Well, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare this, so I pulled a bunch of stuff that's more Easter egg-ish and, you know, little nods within the series to the other games. And my main goal here was try to teach Ken something.
Oh, you want to stump the master?
Not stump him. Maybe I just want to maybe say something you don't
know. Okay.
Learn me, dude.
I'll throw one out there for history that I know that you might not have picked up on. The only thing I know about Grand Theft Auto history, besides, of course, that I played all the games,
right,
is that they consider different worlds.
Yes, I have that.
Oh, do you?
First up is they have three separate universes within the Grand Theft Auto series. And it's pretty easy to figure out which are which. They have the 2D universe, the 3D universe, and the HD universe. So 2D is, of course, 1 and 2 when it was top-down.
Right.
3D is GTA 3 to San Andreas. And then HD is GTA 4 and GTA 5 and all the DLC in between.
Right.
So Gay Tony and all that.
But it seems like they're jumping between San Andreas now because
that's,
San Andreas is hinted at.
To go a little further back in GTA, the original game, 1997, the 2D top-down, took place in three cities: Vice City, Liberty City, and San Andreas.
Mm-hmm.
These cities have always been a part of Grand Theft Auto.
And they did London 1969.
1969 yep. And 1961.
Was that add-ons to the game, or was that their own separate games?
Their own... Separate this is game. Before add-ons were a thing.
Yeah. No, but so, I mean, like, they came off, like, GTA 2,
like unofficial,
London, whatever. Like,
unofficial sequels.
What I'm saying is, like, you had to go to a store and buy, like, GTA
you
2.
You could buy a bundle eventually with...
This is 1997, keep in mind.
Yeah.
We didn't have online.
Well, I get that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
By the way, quick side note, I miss the different gangs in GTA 1 and 2, like the Crazies versus the Zaibatsus.
Zaibatsus.
I really like the dynamic of if you work for the Crazies and the Zaibatsus hated you, the Crazies, then they would start hating you and bucking shots
coming
in their
you.
Neighborhood. For,
yeah.
I used to love that.
No, it was a cool mechanic.
I wish they'd bring that back.
Well, now with the they did that mainly out of a lack of storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So they was kind of manufacturing your own storyline.
Okay.
Also, when the games first came out, they used to have their PR expert, Max Clifford, go out and give press conferences saying as many upsetting things about the game as possible, like all the controversial, you could shoot cops, you could run over pedestrians, trying to get a negative press going, because it was really helped out their sales.
Well, good, awesome. Bad press is good press. Yeah. Bad press is good.
So. And they embraced it early. And I should say it was developed in Britain, the first iteration of Grand Theft Auto. It wasn't even here in the States when it has since moved. GTA 2, also 2D, took place in the not-too-distant future. I think GTA 3 is where it gets interesting, so here we go. I got some little facts here. So originally the game was a kind of cartoonish, a lot more Wind Waker style of art.
You could, I couldn't even imagine that for GTA.
Bright colors, cartoony look, it would have looked ridiculous. And they referenced the first two games in an interesting way by all over the city you can spot ads for a movie called Top Down City, starring Arnold Stallone.
Okay.
How clever.
There was also a character in the game that they removed. Keep in mind, GTA 3 came out in 2001, so it makes sense that they removed the homeless man named Darkle, whose missions were to have you blow up as many buildings as he wanted you to.
Oh.
2001, you could see why they pulled that.
I can see that.
Rockstar claimed that's not why. They said it was because he didn't tonally fit with the rest of the game. But it was post 9/11.
No, blowing up buildings doesn't fit with that game at all.
No, not really.
A little thing in Vice City I never knew is that if you go to the shores off of Leaf Links, which is the golf courses, I believe, near downtown, if you go in the water, there is a fat man with his feet encased in cement and thrown into the water.
I did find that
before. I've never found that before.
No?
You
no,
son of a bitch, you found it.
In Vice City?
In Vice City.
Yeah, you never found that, huh?
Or the Easter egg in San Andreas, where you go to the top of the southern suspension tower of the Gantt Bridge, and there's a sign that says, "There are no Easter eggs up here, go away," and that's where you can find the parachute.
Nope. Did not know that.
Did not know that one, all right.
Did not know that one. San Andreas was tough, though, because it was so fucking huge.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot more in GTA 4. Like, on the staircases in the most apartment blocks in the game, you can find some graffiti that pays homage to past protagonists. Claude, Tommy, Carl, CJ, Tony Cipriani, and Victor Vance, who were from the first game.
I have no idea.
And you can find their names scribbled on the walls.
Nice.
And let's see, we got Nico Bellic. He was actually based off the character of Sasha from the 2001 movie Behind Enemy Lines, played by Vladimir Mashkov.
Really?
Who they approached to do the voice work, and he declined.
Yeah.
That looks like him.
He dresses like him.
Look at a picture. He looks exactly like him.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone knows that the heart in the Statue of Happiness, that's common knowledge. That they have the Statue of Liberty equivalent in Liberty City, and if you bust in, you find the giant beating heart.
Beating heart.
With a sign that says, "No hidden content this way,"
mm-hmm.
which in a GTA game, always look out. This one I loved. In Lost in the Damned expansion, you can find a car called the Rhapsody. The Rhapsody is based off of the AMC Pacer, which was the car driven by Wayne and Garth. So, Rhapsody, Wayne and Garth.
Yeah.
Also has a W for a badge in front of the car. And if you look inside the car, you can find a photograph in the dashboard of Wayne and Garth in the car itself.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I've driven the Rhapsody. It's like a little gremlin. It was actually a good car, too. Good handling, like pretty fast.
Did it have a Twizzler dispenser?
It did not.
Cherry ride.
I would love to have some Twizzlers while playing GTA.
Played Hey Mickey, You're So Fine in it. But I got some for GTA 5 that you might want to look for. First, we already said the game made $800 million in its first day, which shattered the record of $500 million set by Call of Duty Black Ops 2. So now officially the highest grossing game in the fastest amount of time. Early in the game, Lester refers to an Eastern European man living in Liberty City who went quiet. That is, of course, Nico Bellic, basically giving you the hints. He's either dead or he gave up crime in some way. Also, Rise, this is for you. Early in the game, Franklin can be seen walking past a building covered with gangland graffiti that pays homage to Grove Street and the Grove Street family.
All
the gangsters around there are dressed in green, and there's an image of a skull wearing a green rat over its mouth. And the sign says, "Welcome back, we missed you last time." Which is, of course, because CJ or Grove Street wasn't in the last one.
It was great.
So they're kind of giving you a little nod there.
It was cool, I did see that. I still have yet to see the words Grove Street.
Yeah. And, well, I'm sure it'll turn up.
I need it to.
You look so sad. Go into the final one. Something you might want to look for in GTA 5 is the prologue. When you have to escape from the police after robbing the bank, if you veer off the road and onto the frozen stream, it's possible that you can look under the bridge
and see an alien.
And there's a frozen alien.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know that's a secret of the game. You can collect, like, how many parts is it? Like 150 alien ship parts, and you can look at.
There's actually a hidden map that you can look at with a UV light that will show you where all the alien shit is.
Wow. See, I didn't know that either. So, where do you get this map?
I do not have that information in front of me.
It's in the $15 book you get with the...
I would imagine it's...
Or you could just look on GameFAQs or something.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's mentioned all over the place.
Okay, well, see, I might even bring that section back. I love it so much. I like learning all these little tiny things, and I like Max doing the work.
You especially like that.
No, but I mean, he does a lot of research. It's awesome. All right, so that about wraps it up.
I got a little something.
Yeah, you got something?
I'm going to stump the stumper.
A little something?
Yeah, to it.
Bigfoot makes his appearance. There was always that.
In GTA 5?
In GTA 5.
He's actually in it?
He's actually in it.
Ha. That's a nice nod.
Good old Foot.
Nice.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, that was a test question way back in the day about rumors. Whether it was true or not, it was not true. He was never in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, no matter how hard you look.
I like that Rockstar is just self-aware enough and has enough of a sense of humor that they'll bring it back.
They're throwing it back, yeah.
That's what I love about GTA. It's got a really good sense of humor about itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that about wraps it up for this week. We had a longer show than I thought we were going to have. I thought it was going to be like 20 minutes.
It's kind of fun when it's slapped together like this.
Right. It was a good time. So, all right. Thanks for playing.
Shut the back door.